The LifeSpring Media family of programs are made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. Thank you.
Well, I see you're back. Welcome. Hi there. This is Steve Webb. I'm your host, and this is the LifeSpring Family Bible, number 164. Today, we're going to be reading 1 Chronicles, chapters 2 and 3. Let's begin. 1 Chronicles, chapter 2. These were the sons of Israel: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Issachar and Zebulun, Dan, Joseph, and Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The sons of Judah: Onan, Shelah. These three were born to him by Bathshua, a Canaanite woman. Judah's firstborn, displeased the Lord, so the Lord killed him. Tamar, Judah's daughter-in-law, bore him Perez and Zerah. Judah had five sons in all: the sons of Perez, Hezron and Hamul; the sons of Zerah, Zimri, Ethan, Haman, Kalkol, Dara, five in all; the son of Carmi, Achan, who brought the disaster on Israel when he stole what was devoted to God; the son of Ethan, Azariah. The sons born to Hezron: Jeremiel, Ram, and Caleb. Ram was the father of Abinadab, and Abinadab was the father of Nashon, the tribal chief of Judah. Nashon was the father of Salma, and Salma was the father of Boaz. Boaz was the father of Obed, and Obed was the father of Jesse. Jesse was the father of Eliab, his firstborn. Abinadab was born second, Shimeah third, Nethanel fourth, Radai fifth, Ozem sixth, David seventh. Their sisters were Zeruiah and Abigail. Zeruiah's three sons were Abishai, Joab, and Asahel. Abigail bore Amasa, whose father was Jether the Ishmaelite. Caleb, son of Hezron, fathered sons by his wife Azubah, also known as Jerioth. Her sons were Jesher, Shobab, and Ardan. When Azubah died, Caleb married Ephrath, who bore him Hur. Hur was the father of Uri, and Uri was the father of Bezalel. Later, Hezron had sexual relations with the daughter of Machir, the father of Gilead. He had married her when he was 60 years old. She bore him Segub. Segub was the father of Jair, who owned 23 cities in the land of Gilead. Jesher and Aram captured the towns of Jair, along with Kenath and its 60 surrounding towns. All these were descendants of Machir, the father of Gilead. After Hezron's death, Caleb had sexual relations with Ephrath, his father Hezron's widow, and she bore to him Ashur, the father of Tekoa. The sons of Jeremiel, Hezron's firstborn, were Ram, the firstborn, Buna, Oren, Ozem, and Ahijah. Jeremiel had another wife named Atara. She was Onam's mother. The sons of Ram, Jeremiel's firstborn, were Maez, Jamin, and Acher. The sons of Onam were Shemai and Jada. The sons of Shemai, Nadab, and Abishur. Abishur's wife was Abihail, who bore him Aban and Moled. The sons of Nadab, Seled and Apaim. Seled died without having sons. The son of Apaim, Ishai. The son of Ishai, Sheshan. The son of Sheshan, Ahlai. The sons of Jada, Shammai's brother, Jether and Jonathan. Jether died without having sons. The sons of Jonathan, Peleth and Zaza. These were the descendants of Jeremiel. Sheshan had no sons, only daughters. Sheshan had an Egyptian servant named Jara. Sheshan gave his daughter to his servant Jara as a wife. She bore him Attai. Attai was the father of Nathan, and Nathan was the father of Zabad. Zabad was the father of Ephlal, and Ephlal was the father of Obed. Obed was the father of Jehu, and Jehu was the father of Azariah. Azariah was the father of Helez, and Helez was the father of Eleasa. Eleasa was the father of Sismai, and Sismai was the father of Shallum. Shallum was the father of Jechemiah, and Jechemiah was the father of Elishama. The sons of Caleb, Jeremiel's brother: his firstborn Mesha, the father of Ziph, and his second son Meresha, the father of Hebron. The sons of Hebron: Korah, Tapua, Rechem, and Shema. Shema was the father of Raham, the father of Jorkeam. Rechem was the father of Shemai. Shemai's son was Maon, who was the father of Beth Zur. Caleb's concubine Ephah bore Haran, Moza, and Gazez. Haran was the father of Gazez. The sons of Jadai: Rogem, Jotham, Gashan, Pelet, Ephah, and Sheaf. Caleb's concubine Maacah bore Sheber and Tirhana. She also bore Sheaf, the father of Madmana, and Sheva the father of Machbenah and Gibeah. Caleb's daughter was Aksah. These were the descendants of Caleb. The sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrath, Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, Salma, the father of Bethlehem, Hareph, the father of Beth-Gadr. The sons of Shobal, the father of Kiriath-Jearim, were Haraway, half of the Manahathites, the clans of Kiriath-Jearim, the Ithrites, Huthites, Shumathites, and Mishrahites. The Zorathites and Eshtaolites descended from these groups. The sons of Salma, Bethlehem, the Netophathites, Atroth-Beth-Joab, half the Manahathites, the Zorites, and the clans of the scribes who lived in Jabez, the Tirithites, Shimeathites, and Sukkothites. These are the Kenites, who descended from Hamath, the father of Beth-Rechab. 1 Chronicles chapter 3. These were the sons of David who were born to him in Hebron. The firstborn was Ammon, whose mother was Ahinoam from Jezreel. The second was Daniel, whose mother was Abigail from Carmel. The third was Absalom, whose mother was Maacah, daughter of King Talmai of Geshur. The fourth was Adonijah, whose mother was Haggith. The fifth was Shephatiah, whose mother was Abital. The sixth was Ithream, whose mother was Eglah. These six were born to David in Hebron, where he ruled for 7 years and 6 months. He ruled 33 years in Jerusalem. These were the sons born to him in Jerusalem: Shimeah, Shobab, Nathan, and Solomon. The mother of these four was Bathsheba, the daughter of Amiel. The other nine were Ibhar, Elishua, Elpelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. These were all the sons of David, not counting the sons of his concubines. Tamar was their sister. Solomon's son was Rehoboam, followed by Abijah his son, Asa his son, Jehoshaphat his son, Joram his son, Ahaziah his son, Joash his son, Amaziah his son, Azariah his son, Jotham his son, Ahaz his son, Hezekiah his son, Manasseh his son, Amon his son, Josiah his son. The sons of Josiah: Johanan was the firstborn, Jehoiakim was born second, Zedekiah third, and Shallum fourth. The sons of Jehoiakim: his son Jehoiakin and his son Zedekiah. The sons of Jehoiakim the exile: Shealtiel his son, Malkiram, Pedaiah, Shenazar, Jechemiah, Hoshama, and Nedabiah. The sons of Pedaiah: Zerubbabel and Shimei. The sons of Zerubbabel: Meshulam and Hananiah. Shelemith was their sister. The five others were Hashubah, Ohel, Berechiah, Hazadiah, and Jushab-Hesed. The descendants of Hananiah: Pelatiah, Jeshaiah, the sons of Rephaiah, of Arnon, of Obadiah, and of Shechaniah. The descendants of Shechaniah: Shemaiah and his sons, Hattush, Ilgal, Bariah, Neariah, and Shaphat, six in all. The sons of Neariah: Elionai, Hiskiah, and Azricam, three in all. The sons of Elionai: Hodaviah, Eliashib, Peliah, Akub, Johanan, Deliah, and Anani, seven in all. Well, after having read through this far in the Old Testament, some of these names are sounding probably familiar to you. They certainly are to me, although they don't get any easier to pronounce. Thank you so much for being with me today. I'll see you tomorrow. My name is Steve Webb. God bless you. Get free and stay free from inappropriate online content with Covenant Eyes Accountability Software. And try it risk-free and cost-free for 30 days using promo code LIFESPRING at CovenantEyes.com, or look for the Covenant Eyes link on our show notes page at LifespringMedia.com. If you enjoyed this program, will you consider helping to support LifespringMedia? Details are at LifespringMedia.com. Thank you.